This was composed in the 1300s at some point by the composer Amir Khusro as a homage to Muinuddin Chishti, the leader of the Chishti Sufi order. Aaj rang hai, what that translates to is today there is color. Yet again, after a long period of colorlessness. The song is just about the desire to express that to everybody, that today, like, I feel like the color of the rising sun. I grew up in Pakistan in a city called Multan. It's known as the city of saints. It has a history of mysticism, of Sufi shrines, and it has a very long history of transcendent practices around some mainstream religious practices. Sufi music was always performed outside the shrines of saints in my hometown. And we had certain just very, like, almost mundane ritualistic practices around these shrines. Like, you know, every Thursday you knew you had to go there and distribute food because people would gather and there would just be music playing. You know, it was just sort of a part of the fabric of living. I was 18 when I came to the United States for college, and this was at Franklin and Marshall in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Wonderful experience. You know, I was just playing guitar and singing like Red Hot Chili Peppers covers and stuff, or Radiohead. Love Radiohead. But of course, there was this longing for home. I did connect deeply with other people, other friends from Pakistan, who had the context of having grown up in Pakistan in the way that I grew up, and also the shared experience of navigating this new reality in college, in the States, you know. And we spent just a lot of time listening to Sufi music together from Pakistan. The music of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. He was just a very formidable culture machine. I think in any music store in Pakistan, 2/3 of all music is Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. After I graduated, in 2008, I was a year out of college and I was living in Philly and the economy crashed and I was worried about how that might affect my employment and my visa situation. I became really risk averse in terms of just like travel and anything that might impact my status. I just didn't risk it for about 8 years. That felt like a long time, and it felt like a long time for my family. So in the process of creating meaning out of this incredible amount of suffering, I think I just dedicated myself fully to pursuing music and doing well, right? And cultivating beautiful relationships here. It was only about a couple years ago that I started to actually, you know, have the courage to perform Sufi music. Some of the people that I'd been playing for about a few years, like, you know, we experimented with playing pop music. But when I started to sing this music, it enchanted them as well. My bandmate Tom Dice, and he just started playing this on the guitar. He was immediately just sold, you know. In terms of my longing for home, this state of separation from home, there's a very parallel connection to the themes that are explored in this music. The music is about a state of separation and this longing for union, but it's much more metaphorical, and that there's a journey, inner journey involved to get to that place of union, and almost all of our actions are defined by that journey. I wasn't expecting to connect this deeply with the music. It felt both cathartic It felt like I was finally doing something that I was meant to be doing all along, and it also felt terrifying. Still now, I feel like I need to be doing justice to it.